Hello, welcome to the show. I'm Mac. These are my
I'm
friends.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And I am Luke. Mac, you gotta redo this. You gotta pick up that tone, boy.
I
Pick
don't
that up, Mac. Pick it up. Come on.
know. I don't feel like it. This is the intro. Welcome.
Mac's sad because our first episode
It
failed.
wasn't the first episode, it was the first recording.
First attempt.
Your first attempt, so
Excuse me.
yeah. Well, I'm gonna be a little sassy now because you guys suck.
I'm
Mac's
sorry that you
emo now.
can't grasp
I'm
the
sorry
fleeting
that your
nature of
computer's
life. You
ass.
can't accept that the most beautiful things are things that are gone in a moment, that are
Jeremiah,
fleeting.
please shut up. Dear Lord.
Get room.
Okay.
So mean to each other.
Because we're in a podcast and we don't like each other, but we're friends, so we gotta make it work. And Jeremiah is here too. I can't hear anybody.
Matt, you don't want him to get
I'm
angry.
back. I'm
You don't
back.
want me to get angry, so you
Is
just
he
pick up
like
that
red?
tone.
Is he like Red Hulk from the new Captain
I
America?
see red when I'm angry.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it any good? Has anybody seen it yet?
I
My
haven't.
I don't want to make it out.
Yeah, it is. It came out, I
It's
thought.
out.
Is it not
Yeah,
out?
it's out.
Mm.
It looked good.
Like, are we thinking? What did you guys have for dinner?
Oh,
I had a nice breakfast burrito.
Was it microwaved?
Was not. It was actually homemade.
Oh my God.
Nice.
That's why it took you so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had sausage and bacon and mac and cheese and baked potatoes. And I was going to make green beans, but we ran out of green beans.
I had three sandwiches.
Three sandwiches. All right.
I had a plate full of Velveeta mac and cheese because
That's
that's
sad.
oh my
That's
God.
that is sad.
Yeah.
Matt, you, maybe you need to go out
I'm
to
giving
eat.
you a pass for your low tone. I would also be sad if I ate
Yeah, I
the.
would be sad if I had mac and cheese for supper.
Yeah, when I got upstairs, someone had already ate them all of the main like everyone had already gotten their bit of the main course, so
Was it like a little bit cold in the middle?
yeah.
Oh,
But you
and
just
like,
couldn't put it back in the microwave, so you just had to deal with it.
yeah, no, because like if you put it in the microwave, it just becomes like rubber on the outer layer, and it's like, bleh.
Yeah, Luke's right.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Sometimes.
oh, I actually have some really happy news. So
Hey.
in Kentucky for sophomores and juniors, there's this program called Governor's School for the Arts. And I was accepted as a finalist for their program to get into it. It's a 3 week program in the summer, to like help you sing better, and like it's a really good program, and it gives you a $25,000 scholarship to any college you pick. And did the thing. I hate everything.
Uh-oh.
It's back. Okay.
We're back.
I don't know why it does that. It's because too many people are using the Wi-Fi in my house at one time. And I think that's why. What's
Get
it doing?
okay. So here's the solution. Get better Wi-Fi or get less people.
See, neither of
Sell
those are an option because I don't pay for the Wi-Fi and I can't pay to get rid of the people.
people.
Yeah, I can't do that. It's not legal anymore.
Good point.
For our original episode idea, it was white people sayings tier list, and one of them actually was, how much does this slave cost?
Oh,
That is
wow.
hilarious.
This podcast just took a turn.
Yeah, I mean, you say that every single time anyone says anything. I'm not gonna lie. Did it take a turn that time too?
I'm confused. I thought we were doing video game topic.
We haven't started the topic yet.
Oh, okay.
This is the small talk section.
You just spoiled the topic.
Yeah, so I guess I can use that as a segue, I guess. So, video games. We all play them.
You gotta love them.
Do you?
Yeah, you mean you got your Pong, you got your Super Mario Brothers.
Pong? Really? That's you.
Pong. Pong. Yeah, it's like a very first video game, Pong.
You went to Pong first, though.
When was the last?
I'm gonna name a video game. I'm gonna name the very first one.
When was the last time that you played Pong?
Actually, I played Pong probably like 10 years ago on the Wii, so not as long ago as you'd think.
Oh my god. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But when
you need to play Pong 4D with time travel. Like, come on, bro.
Pong was on the Wii. It was like on one of the little mini game things you could buy.
Yeah, but when you think of video games, I don't think a lot of people's first thought is Pong.
Why wouldn't your first thought be the very first?
I'm sure that'd be a lot of people's thought, Mac.
I'm sure that a lot of people,
when
people think of video games, they typically go to their favorite game first, right? Am I wrong?
Oh my god.
Pong is not a video game.
Hold on. I'm currently playing Pong online. Let's go.
And I'm the madman.
No, this is actually, I get it. I get the hype.
What right? hype?
It's fun.
There's no hype behind
Pong. Pong is fun.
Okay. I get the hype. Oh my god.
It's addictive. Pong is fun.
Amazing storytelling. The best graphics I've ever seen in a game. I mean, the 3D animation is just glorious.
What, Red Dead?
No, Pong.
Oh yeah, Pong. Yeah, for real.
It is. It's very good. Some say
Pong is better than
Red Dead Redemption.
Oh my god, there actually is 4D Pong. Hold on, I'm going to send... I need you all to look at this.
I'm titling the episode The Pong Episode.
Good.
I can't open that or else I will lose all of you forever.
Always and forever.
Here, let me open it on my phone. Then maybe I'll...
Why is there a comic book of Flash pushing a kid down a staircase?
That is Reverse Flash pushing Barry Allen down a staircase.
I'm bold.
Yeah. Get right, pal.
What is that?
It's this for... Oh my gosh.
4D Pong.
Well, audience, I would love to show you what 4D Pong looks like. However... Your mind could not comprehend
it. Look it up. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Just look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
It takes two thumbs. Look up.
Just comprehend. Or just comprehend four dimensions,
yeah,
bro.
Just think about it.
Okay. I do think it's really funny if we just talk about Pong for 45 minutes.
We could talk about Pong all day.
No, I like that. Let's do Pong. The Pong episode.
The Pong.
That's good.
See, I got some good ideas in this old clanker. Clink, clink.
Well, let's do some research. I'm gonna Wikipedia Pong real quick. Let's see. Y'all still there? Oh my god, not again.
The fact that we went to the moon before video games were invented is kind of insane.
You know, on the bright side, all of my disconnects are a great way for future sponsors to be inserted into the video.
It's true. We take this horrible break in our schedule to re-inform you about, I don't know. I'm not going to name actual names.
Okay. Yes. 1972 is when Pong first came out. Wow.
Yeah, it was like November 1972.
Yeah, 29th. Wow.
Isn't that crazy, though? I don't know if the viewers picked it up because of where it cut out right when I said that, but the fact that we went to the moon before we had video games, isn't that kind of crazy?
That is. Really crazy.
Oh, whoa.
Like, this might be getting a little deep. What is an old video game?
Hang on.
I'm confused. Like, what is that? Just like a set of programming?
For the audience who may not know what Pong is, it's a two-dimensional sports game that simulates table tennis. And the player controls an in-game paddle by moving it vertically across the left or right side of the screen. They can compete they had multiplayer games.
Yeah, the very first Pong was the very first video game was multiplayer, and it was just a ping pong simulator.
That's really fun, actually.
Yeah, our first game was like a simulator.
It's made by Atari, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then what was the like second one to come out? Would that have been like the Mario with like the Donkey Kong throwing barrels?
No, this episode's about Pong.
This episode is about Pong. Lock in.
We could come up with a Pong cinematic universe.
Bro, we should. Let's get a Pong movie. Enough with this Sonic. Let's get Pong the movie.
Dude, if Pixels gets a movie and gets, oh, what's his face, Kevin James.
They also got, you know, Adam Sandler.
Adam
Sandler.
I feel like Adam Sandler. We are talking about Pong.
Who is Adam Sandler, really?
Adam Sandler's him.
He's got to be a multi-dimensional monster.
Get his name out your mouth.
I have a theory. Adam Sandler is the ball from Pong.
What?
That's a good theory, actually.
I get it.
Baggy shorts, loves basketball.
Mm. It's a metaphor. Yes.
No, it's not. I'm saying he's literally the ball from Pong.
Yeah. Has the exact same humor since he was born, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
has the same three jokes.
We all know about Pong. But do we know about Pong 2?
There's a sequel?
There's
got to
be, right?
Pong.
You said there's got to be.
Somebody has made Pong 2, well, I assure.
There's been, like, hundreds of, like, Pong games, so technically there's an entire cinematic universe.
I just think...
You could even be bold enough to say a cinematic universe.
I think it's ridiculous that he decided to say... Have you guys heard of Pong 2 without knowing if Pong 2 actually existed or not?
It has got to
You know what? Sometimes you gotta lay... You gotta lay it all on the line to really get a good comeback. Not really comeback. Whatever that'd be called.
That Pong 2 exists.
I believe you that Pong
2
exists.
Well, let's look it up, shall we? Pong 2.
If Pong 2 does not Pong, exist...
Pong, get ready.
Liar.
Summer 2000... Oh my gosh. Oh man, I might hang on. Let me save that to my
Pong 2.
Two, oh my god.
I'm gonna play
Pong against players around the world. We had online multiplayer in Pong 2.
We could online multiplayer in Pong 2.
Yes, guys.
Yes, and you can still play Pong 2.
Guys, look at the image. I need all of you to look at the image that Willy has sent in the chat.
Oh
Max,
my god!
We can just actually get on here and play Pong for this episode.
For the listeners at home, we're looking at a movie poster. It says Pong. It's back. Get ready.
Don't worry. I'm gonna make that the episode cover.
good.
Wow.
I'm playing competitive Pong too.
Well, guys, we can't.
Yeah, my Pong 2 won't work.
We can't just play games. We need to talk.
We can talk over Pong.
I don't think you can. Pong, it's a very competitive
game of the generation.
It's not even of our generation.
Hey man, catch me in the Pong. It's not even of your parents' generation, bro. Lock in.
It's of your grandparents' generation, Luke.
Well, my grandparents' generation, because you know. Next time they start giving you a hard time about being on video games, just like tell them that they give them a hard time about being on video games. Because video games did exist in their time.
You could have been so much more if you didn't spend all that time on Pong, too.
When I'm old and my kids are playing Pong, I'll tell them to get off their newfangled devices and go outside and play some real table tennis.
Okay, it says that Pong is still available on Microsoft Windows. Is that true?
It is. It is actually still available.
Actually?
Yeah.
Willie, do you have Microsoft Windows?
Yes, he has
Windows. On your PC? Get Pong. Get Pong.
I'm not going to get Pong.
Get Pong.
It's like offline solitaire.
Yeah.
I've played Pong before, no thank you.
Oh, we got a D1 Pong hater. Pong.
Oh, yeah, okay. What rank are you on Pong? Huh?
Grand Master Bader.
That's actually like pretty high up there.
I'm Paddle Whiffer 3 right now.
Guys, I bet you're only Silver Stroker.
Can I buy this $1,300 Pong like arcade machine? It's like a table.
It's a terrible idea. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
It's called a cocktail arcade machine. Crackball, and that's all it reads. Yeah, and I'm cocktail. Not opening the link.
Oh my god, what is going on?
What?
Playing Pong 2.
I think I like this little Pong. My bad.
Say that again?
I gotta lock in. I gotta lock in. What's going on?
At the end of Pong 1, like, they're all, like, on a balcony, and then somebody says, like, I'm ready for that game of ping pong, and then the guy just looks at him and says, say that again? In roll credits. Absolute cinema.
Wow.
Oh my god.
You get Paddle 1 and Paddle 2 talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone needs to meme format that.
Maybe the real Pong was the pings we made along the way.
How long can we milk this one bit?
If this isn't a bit... Maggie
viewers left like 5 minutes ago. Like, we're talking about Pong.
Okay.
Okay. I played Pong 2. Now I'm looking up Pong 3. Oh my god.
Does it exist?
A classic Pong game with different power-ups to make it less or more unique.
Whoa. Why would you want it to be less unique?
I don't know.
This is epic.
Pong 3, right, let's more look or less generic.
How many Pong games are there?
All Give us Pong games.
Guys, look at the image. Look at the image I put in the chat. There's a few ghosts in the call.
Okay, we got Pong 1972, and then we got Pong the next level. And there's a Pong 2 that they just didn't list for some reason.
What is that?
Pong Evolved Volleyball.
Oh, my God.
That's not Pong.
I'm looking up Pong Evolved.
Who's Pong?
Well, I don't know who that is.
Willie, guys, who is that?
I don't know.
Arcade Pong. Pong, the next... No,
we haven't,
Quadra
we haven't
Pong?
Even thought about this. Pong in VR.
Mac, it's funny because they don't even know. They don't even know.
They don't even know.
There's a ghost in here and they don't even know.
Oh my gosh.
Can the ghost play Pong? Like,
I think it's your first Pong.
Guys, my Pong.
What is the plot? We have lost the plot.
There is Pong. The Pong, bro. Pong.
I'm getting so sick and tired of saying the word Pong.
It's not a word, it's a way of life.
Yeah, it's not a word.
You're right. They're like Pong leagues where, like, a bunch of divorced dads roll up Pong, like the blazer coats on.
To understand current day competitive Pong, we'll have to understand the history of Pong.
Yeah.
Pong is a 1970s sports video game.
Let's let Jeremiah talk real quick.
It is an arcade video game.
Jeremiah, start again. We didn't hear you.
Pong is a 1972 sports video game developed and published by Atari for arcades. It is one of the earliest arcade video games. It was created by Alan Alcorn as a training exercise assigned to him by Atari co-founder Nolan Bushnell. Interesting.
Wow.
Hmm. I bet there's a movie about how Pong was made. Guarantee you.
Guaranteed.
That's... I know there's a movie about when they made the Game Boy that had Pong on it, so I guarantee you.
That's the origin of Atari.
Huh? Yeah, that's where Atari came from.
It what? Came from Pong.
Yeah.
You know a funny thing?
What?
What?
Not this show. Not this episode. Not me. Not any of you guys.
Guys, lock in. Dedicated Pong consoles made. Dedicated Pong consoles made their way to various countries, like the Soviet Turner. What?
Oh.
It was the biggest thing in the Soviet Union, bro. We gave them Pong. They gave us Tetris. Common exchange of ideas. Too bad they were communist.
Tetris! That's next episode's topic.
We are not... This is not what our show is, guys.
My grandma...
Atari eventually obtained a line of credit from Wells Fargo that it used to expand its facilities to house an
Wells
assembly
Fargo?
Line.
Really?
Are we actually digging up Pong lore?
They borrowed money from Wells Fargo to manufacture more Pong.
I want Jeremiah, I want you to dig up some social network stuff that went on with
Pong. Hold on. Please. Y'all want to hear some? Y'all want to hear some?
Social?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The company that made Atari, they founded Activision in 1979.
Whoa. Really?
What?
Yeah.
No way.
That's actually really cool. Oh. Genuinely. Activision is like one of the better gaming companies nowadays.
I mean, what do they make? The only thing I can think of
Skylanders.
Skylander and Crash Bandicoot. So, like, I mean, they make some good games, but, like, not that good.
Didn't they do GTA? Not GTA.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. That's Activision.
That
is Activision. That's what I was thinking of.
So, the game, the guy who created Pong, based the concept off of an electric ping pong game included in the Magnavox Odyssey, the first home video game console. In response, Magnavox later sued Atari for patent infringement.
Whoa. Okay, so we really do have some social network stuff coming on here.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Tell us more.
You'll never take Pong.
Alan Alcorn is an American pioneering engineer and computer scientist best known for creating Pong. He was chosen by IGN as one of the top 100 game creators of all time.
Really? Just because he made the first one?
Pong. Who made Metal Gear?
Isn't it Nintendo?
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah, that's Nintendo.
Yeah, it's like one of the head guys.
No, that is the head guy. That's the CEO of Nintendo, right?
No.
No?
I'm pretty... No?
He's
Isn't that the guy...
And also, Miyamoto is not the guy behind Metal Gear Solid. He's behind, like, Donkey Kong, Mario.
That's
Nintendo!
I knew that name sounded familiar.
That's what I was saying. Was Metal Gear Solid not Nintendo?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's in Smash Bros.
It's Konami.
Yeah,
it's Konami. It was published by Konami.
Oh, wait. No, yeah. Smash Bros. Is not a good way to tell because Sonic the Hedgehog is in Smash.
It's and Hideo. Hideo Kojima.
I don't know. That
you don't know Hideo Kojima?
No.
Are you kidding me?
It means very little to me. I'm not going to lie.
Isn't there a new Metal Gear Solid game coming out soon? I keep seeing
it. Yes, there is, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Metal Gear Solid Delta. Ooh, shit.
Ooh, curse word. First curse word.
That's a bad word. You say first one, he's cursed in like every episode he's been on, so like, it's not the first.
Yeah, it's the first one this episode, though.
Well, maybe.
Let's figure out where this guy ranks on IGN's top list.
All right. Here at WatchMojo.
Did you know?
Here we go. Top 100 game creators.
Go ahead.
What are they?
Okay, 100. Ed Boon.
We're not going through all the 100, please.
Okay. The guy. Okay, so this is the guy who made Mortal Kombat. No. Yes.
No.
He made Mortal Kombat. Ed Boon. And then Steve Barcia, number 88. The game was epic in scale, allowing players to explore new planets, meet alien races, build spaceships, and commit space genocide.
No Man's Sky? What? Are you talking about No Man's Sky?
No.
Worst game ever.
This is called
Whoa.
Master of Orion.
That is peak,
I'm
Willie.
Sorry. Yeah,
was that a video game rep? Was that a Metallica reference? You said Master of. Is that a Metallica reference?
Master of Orion is a turn-based 4X science fiction strategy game.
I'm sorry. Can we circle back to when Willie said that No Man's Sky was the worst video game ever?
It's actually kind of good now.
It's actually decent. Because when I tried to play it, it wouldn't work. It would only crash. So bad.
It has its problems, but when they actually started updating it, it kind of got good, and it's still not there yet, but if we get a second, it will be peak cinema. Fun fact, I learned this on TikTok the other day. It would actually take you to visit every planet on No Man's Sky 500 billion years in real life, because there is so many planets on there.
All we need is 500 billion people to play No Man's Sky for a year.
That's a good idea, actually.
Believe it or not, there's not that many people on Earth.
Yet.
Yes. Over time, there would be.
Okay. Matthew Farland. Well, Tom Clancy gets his name on all the games. People like Matthew Farland are the brains behind some of the best interactive experiences today. He first made Going Quackers, the Donald Duck licensed platformer. And then he moved on to making Rainbow Six and Splinter Cell games.
Wow. It's a crazy jump.
The same mind behind Going Quackers, the Donald Duck platformer, made Splinter Cell.
Bro, is there a Donald Duck video game, or is that what you're claiming? Because I
Going
need to
Quackers.
Play.
Going Quackers?
Going Quackers.
Oh, Todd Howard is actually only 70th on top 100 game creators.
Who's Todd Howard?
That's crazy. Oh, can we skip the top five?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get down there. Let's start at 20.
No. Okay. Start at five.
Start at five.
Five. Come on, guys.
I'm getting hungry.
Start at 10. Start at 10. Start at 10.
Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. We'll do top 10.
10. John Carmack, guy who made Doom.
Oh, that's...
Do we like Doom?
Yeah, we like
Doom. Do we like first-person shooters?
But is it just Doom?
He made id Software, so Quake, too. Quake is actually probably bigger than Doom.
No.
I don't think that's worth a top 10.
No, Quake is not bigger than Doom.
In terms of technology, because Quake was the first 3D first-person shooter. That was crazy.
Yes,
that's the shit.
But Doom was...
Quake?
Doom was the... first-person shooter. That's
Quake engine was developed the Gold Source engine, which developed Half-Life. So Half-Life came from Quake. Isn't that crazy?
Half-Life is very good. Yeah.
And from Half-Life came Team Fortress, which came Counter-Strike, which came Dota.
Why are they all coming?
Shut up.
Now we gotta delete the episode.
He also made Wolfenstein.
Oh, I like Wolfenstein.
He made Wolfenstein 3D. Number 9, Yu Suzuki.
Come on.
Let's go. He was a Sega guy.
And Sega.
He made racing games for Sega.
Oh,
got you. Not really worth a top 10, though.
Oh, he also made the arcade machines.
Oh, okay.
He like designed them. Okay, that makes sense. Ralph Baer, one of the godfathers of video games, video game consoles. Baer put video games onto the television.
Oh.
Wow. Bunch of pioneers over here.
Very, very nice. Shinji Mikami.
What number are we on?
This is number 7. This is number 7.
Jeez, you're so slow.
So slow.
He made Resident Evil. Okay. Yeah.
Skip to number 1. I want this to end.
No, y'all are slow. Continue.
Okay. All right. Number 2, Sid Meier. He made F-15 Strike Eagle, F-19 Stealth Fighter, Silent Service, Sid Meier's Pirates, Sid Meier's Civilization, Railroad Tycoon, Colonization and Civilization. He founded Firaxis Games. He made Alpha Centauri. Wow. He's only number 2. You want to know who number 1 is?
Yes.
Hold on. The funny thing is, my dad was telling me about Railroad Tycoon, or whatever it was, not even a few weeks ago.
Huh.
Wow. Is that like an old game from like the 80s or something?
Yeah, apparently coming from him, I guess.
Mm.
He's old. He said he would play it on his buddy's
PC. Number 1, Shigeru Miyamoto, the guy who made Donkey Kong and Nintendo. Mario.
Miyamoto is just Nintendo.
He is Nintendo's legendary game designer. He's not.
Yeah, Nintendo's been around since the 1800s, Max. He is Nintendo. He didn't like found it.
He is Nintendo.
Not really. I think he's Nintendo CEO.
Bro is Nintendo.
But like, he never founded it or anything.
Clearly, he didn't found it. Shut up.
Shut up, Max.
All right, we're calling it quits. 30 minutes is 32 is good enough.
30 minutes?
32 minutes. We can vary up to some points.
Guys, no, don't you want to hear about number 60, Jordan Mechmer?
No.
Oh, I love him.
Jordan Mechmer.
He made Prince of Persia.
What is that?
I know none of these videos.
Thank you all for listening to this trash heap of an episode. This has been Mac. I'm sorry. See ya.